This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Here's something to ponder. Would you take a chance on a wine that's been aged in the ocean? Well, we'll go several leagues more in depth right after this. Legendary winemaker Mike Gergich, the man who produced the Chardonnay that won the historic Judgment of Paris in 1976, once told me that it's better to drink wine than water. Why? Because water divides continents, but wine brings people together. During this holiday season, I hope you'll take the time to share memories, laughter, and of course, a bottle of wine with your family, friends, and perhaps even a few people you'd like to enjoy a better relationship with. Happy holidays. Central Florida residents are about to get the first taste of ocean-aged wine, a new process being referred to as aqua oer. That could be a game-changer for the industry. This process was conceived by Gustavo Gonzalez, a California winemaker who's directed the project for over 2 years, in which barrel-fermented Cabernet Sauvignon was bottled and then, in secure crates, dropped into the 60-feet-deep Charleston Harbor in South Carolina. At a private dinner on October 24th, 24 guests at the Palm in Orlando had the chance to sample the wine produced by Miro Winery. Gonzalez, who works for the Napa Valley Winery, declared, "The first wine we brought up was analyzed against the same vintage aged on land. Chemically, they were identical, but there was a distinct difference in the wine's taste and aroma. The submerged wine had aged nicely with well-structured tannins." The whole idea of aging wine in water started in 2010, when bottles of century-old champagne were salvaged from a Baltic Sea shipwreck, several of which were in remarkable condition. Perhaps the tide is turning in the wine industry. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.